Now we'll move on to our second feature. Robert Morgan of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust looks at Norfolk's nighttime nature. Being out in a wood or on a heath, even at the bottom of the garden, the dead of night draws within us a primeval sense of unease. Although probably, like me, it also rouses a little thrill of intrigue and stirs a dark curiosity. What lurks in the mooncast shadows? What rustles the undergrowth or makes that odd, eerie noise? The strange yelping bark of a fox, the tawny owl's twit and its partner's returning twoo, the snorting hedgehog rooting out and crunching snails, the sudden silhouette of a bat somersaulting against the silvery gloom. The truth is that most of the creatures we associate with being nocturnal actually prefer a crepuscular lifestyle, being most active in the twilight of dusk and early dawn. The deep, dark night is the domicile of some very strange creatures, and a torchlight search of your garden can uncover animals you didn't even know were there. Emerging from beneath the shed late into the night is the devil's coach horse, a fearsome beetle that can clear the vegetable patch of pests. You may find a big, fat, warty toad staring back at you in its familiar, grumpy manner, but nonetheless happy keeping the dew-damp lawn free of slugs. My favourite creatures of the dark are moths. These beautiful, surprisingly interesting insects are often overlooked and misunderstood. Inquire among the uninitiated, and you're likely to receive the response, well, they eat your clothes, or they're viewed as an annoying large brown blur fluttering around the kitchen light. Moths greatly outnumber butterflies, with at least 900 large moth species and another 1,500 microspecies. They come in all sizes. Some of the hawk moths are the size of small birds. Most have strikingly distinctive wing patterns, and many are as colourful as any butterfly. The common names of moths can be fascinating, ranging from exacting descriptions, unintentionally comic, or bizarrely unfathomable, like Cousin German, Crimson Speckled Footman, Cetaceous Hebrew Character, Merveille du Jour, and Old Lady, being just a few examples. Moths are an important part of the ecosystem and incredibly good indicators of the health of the environment. At Norfolk Wildlife Trust, we carry out regular surveys of moths to help inform us of our reserve's management requirements, and it also reminds us to ensure we maintain a mosaic of suitable habitats for them.